Christian Noel Charles is a Glasgow-based artist from New York State, and her work, What a Feeling, Act One, opens at Edinburgh Printmakers today. Working in sound, screen print and installation, and taking inspiration from pop culture, community and personal experience, Christian Noel's latest work turns the gallery into a salon experience. From the comfort of hairdressers' chairs, or even a chaise longue, we can admire art, we can watch films, and we can listen to conversations. And all of this as the artist explores ideas of racial identity, inequality, self-care, and judgment. And all of it through the Black feminist lens. Christian Noel joined me in the studio, and when she came in, she said that she felt like she was at home.
Oh my gosh, like since I was born and everything, my father, he was a radio DJ. He owned two radio stations in Syracuse, New York. He studied at Syracuse University and studied broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And then he basically created like a music empire in my hometown. And like I would go to the station and just sit in.
You just grew up in a radio station.
Yeah, pretty much grew up in a radio station and in a dance studio that my mom ran as well.
Oh my goodness.
A pretty artsy family.
Oh, well, listen, we're going to talk about the power of a space. And I think I'm hearing already why that is so important to you. I want to say thank you, Christian Noel, because I went along to your exhibition on my way to the studio this morning. And along with it being bright and bold and beautiful, I was taken by how peaceful it was. I was sitting in these salon chairs. I was eavesdropping on people's conversations. It was almost a bit like a meditation.
Mm-hmm. I think I wanted to create an atmosphere that really gave like the sense of like you're relaxing, you're listening to like advice, that sense of girlfriends, and you're literally having like almost a sense of women gathering and like taking it in and sinking it in and changing the tone of how people should see and sit in a gallery, because it can be very, I would say, gallerist-centric way of viewing versus of changing it to reach out to various different audiences, but creating a hybrid that everyone could understand.
Yeah, yeah. On a physical level, it is actually still quite unusual, isn't it, to be able to go into an exhibition and to touch things, let alone to sit in them. That's quite a radical thing in a small but kind of very powerful way.
Yeah, I love to be comfortable.
I stayed a lot longer, I'm going to be honest, than I would have otherwise, right?
I remember like one time when I was studying in art school, there was a professor of mine, Dennis Adams. He was always like, it's good to look at a painting for like 20 minutes like literally invest and change that. And that stuck with me because you're really trying to see how to advance and analyze and looking at art and what that kind of changes the perception of how you really actually love particular pieces,
per se. Yeah, it's not a fleeting passing by of a painting and then on to the next thing and then on to the next thing. It's very much about spending time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about how it looks and how it sounds shortly, but just while we're speaking about the importance of a space, and perhaps you can reflect a little bit on the salon in particular and why that's important. But do you think having an exhibition this way will also maybe welcome people and communities into the gallery that might otherwise not think about coming in?
Oh yeah, Edinburgh Printmakers, shout it out to them, because it's a very particular medium, it's a very particular practice with a certain type of audience. And I would say etching kind of pushes out more sometimes than even screen printing, and all the prints that I have are like 9-layer screen prints and lots and lots of color. I can't go simple. I'm very like red.
I adored that. So. I don't need to tell you. You know, it was just like ablaze with color. It was hilarious.
And I guess in that context, it was like for colors that some people have said in the past with my work are jarring. It's like, how do you play with that and like create a atmosphere that will just let those prints breathe in their own space? That's why the gallery is like purple, because it creates like purple is like serenity, rest, and there's a sense of royalty that gives some grace to it.
Okay, so listen, walk us into the room. I saw it this morning and I was utterly delighted with the sights and the sounds and the chairs. But from your perspective, can you give us a sense of what happens when we come into this gallery space, this salon?
Yeah, so basically you walk in. There's actually a reception desk that's in front of it that you feel like you're being welcomed into it.
There's a radio and a plant. I like those touches. Pink radio.
Yeah, pink radio, like Y2K style. Like I had that kind of radio with the CDs and the mixtapes in my childhood. And then you're walking in and then there's five salon chairs with 5 portraits. And all these portraits are like all my girlfriends within the city, all Black female artists that are creatives around Scotland who basically raised me the last 7 years living here. And you'll hear a radio talk of these conversations that we have with each other. And these are like kind of social invested conversations of all of our experiences and how we evolve and how we should give advice for younger people in the future. Mm. So,
okay, so we're going to play a clip of one of those shortly. But first of all, just give us a sense of the range of voices. And also, did you keep the conversations loose? Because it's so natural sitting in a chair and listening to them. These are not scripted. It's very immersive.
Yeah, it's literally just girlfriend conversation. That's what it should feel like, as if you're like radio as that reference, like that sense of casual conversation. And I think the tone that I really wanted to talk with them in that way is just to feel like people are not alone in the context, no matter how hard or big you get or like successful. It's just like a way that you could see a natural self in that.
Okay, so imagine this. You're sat in one of these really cool salon chairs gazing at one of Christian Noel's gorgeous, colourful prints. And this is the kind of conversation you're going to be hearing. This is one with singer and performer Cass Adeje. Let's have a listen.
Don't compare yourself to others. The community is a beautiful community. It's an uplifting community. Sometimes it can feel a bit toxic, mostly just because things are compounded by weird inventions like social media. Women are often, Black women especially, pitted against each other. And that's again compounded by the whiteness of Glasgow, the whiteness of art institutions. Just take your time. Take your time. Pace yourself. The things that you want to do, you're going to do them. It's just a matter of when things come together. And I'm saying that as much to this hypothetical person as I'm saying it to myself.
There you go. My guest, Christian Noel Charles, in conversation with fellow Black creative Cass Adeje, features in Christian Noel's Edinburgh Printmakers exhibition, What a Feeling, Act One, which opens today. What does the salon mean to you, Christian Noel?
It means everything. I know that I will look good after a salon because they're literally pampering me in a way to make sure that I look my best for the next thing. It's also the sense of family and coming together. It's inspired by first the salon that I have in New York that I get my locks done. I have locks now and my mom has locks. My sister got jealous of us and she has locks now. and we'll go to the same person. It has the same purple and like black tone to it. And then when it comes to like my friends, they all have different salons and places that they go to in a sense of care and like literally almost a reset and decompress in those spaces. And I wanted to kind of share that kind of tone of how the work is being expressed in that way and how people should feel in that space.
Yeah, there are lots of colorful hands and faces on display, eyes, hands, and images like that are particularly important to the issues that you explore, aren't they? It could be self-care or it could be gestures that are more judgmental.
Yeah, I feel like body language is everything. It's, you could tell a person how they are from their body and instead of how their voice. And hands can say everything. Everyone talks with their hands, that sense of expression. The hands are screenshots from their beauty routines that you'll see in the videos that are like framed in a beautiful way. And they have also different colors. Yeah. So it represents what their character is.
Yeah, yeah, quite exactly. Let's talk a little bit more about what we hear, because yes, there are also these films. And again, it's images or it's videos of people perhaps doing their hair or skincare and skin routine. But again, it's almost got a sort of meditational sense to it. You know, you can see perhaps more from a distance in that setting, I think, how much these things are so important.
Yes. Like self-care is always important in the way that you should really take care yourself. The body will respond if it's really being treated well and you feel good afterwards. And actually people can see that. And I've learned that since the pandemic, really. It's funny because I talk about self-love in my practice, but didn't really invest of it because I work too much. I'm a Capricorn moon. I can't help it.
And telling everyone else, right?
Yes. Yeah, telling everyone else, but not taking my own advice. And literally changing the habits, changing the places. I wash my face twice a day now. I have like actually certain products that I use. Mm. I Vogue Beauty Secrets, which was like huge inspiration for the beauty care routines for this project. I followed those routines all the time. And now I follow what my girlfriends do too.
Yeah.
And like it's reached a new sense of confidence outside of it.
Yeah, you said that the salon means everything to you. Just finally, what does it mean to have this salon in Scotland?
It's my love letter to Scotland and a way of thanks for raising me of how I am today. I'm turning 30 this year. Mm-hmm. My entire 20s was here.
Oh, wow.
And that literally...
It's a lifetime.
It's a lifetime. Mm. As a youthful person in a city that's not familiar to me, people think, why did you come here instead of New York? It's a different perception of opportunity, of how international and also how Scottish people just literally open the space to really change how you can see yourself. Mm. And outside of not just your own family, but the way that you're just wanting to how you want to be.
Christian Noel Charles's exhibition, What a Feeling, Act One, is open from today. It runs until the 17th of September at Edinburgh Printmakers, and that's part of Edinburgh Art Festival. She's also hosting an American Family Reunion Backyard Barbecue Block Party, no less. That's on Friday, August the 25th, and it's in the courtyard at the Edinburgh Printmakers. That's all from me, Nicola Meehan. I'll be back next week with more Scottish arts highlights and interviews, and I would love you to join me. Just download BBC Sounds and subscribe to The Culture Scene. Also, if you head to The Culture Scene webpage, there's a really lovely short film featuring 95-year-old artist Thomas McGoran, who paints street scenes of Glasgow in the 1930s and all from memory. It is an absolutely wonderful film. It's well worth a watch.
The Culture Scene.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
A new BBC Sounds podcast investigates a 90s legal scandal which shook Scotland.
The rumour was that there was this cabal of gay judges and senior legal people who would arrange to get these guys off.
As conspiracy theories spread, court cases collapsed.
This was a question of the integrity of Scottish justice.
And at the centre of it all was a charismatic lawyer with a dark secret.
Bob Henderson.
He caused so much damage, not just to me, but to loads of people.
Shiny Bob, the devil's advocate. Listen now on BBC Sounds.